tradie and you're good at karaoke. Call us now for Tradieoke.
Tradieoke time. Tradies, you know who you are. You're talented, you're good on the tools, and you can sing. We are taking calls now, 131060. And don't forget, this is the segment that just kicked off as a little old segment on radio. And now we have our big Tradieoke night on the world famous rooftop coming up. So this is a good chance to get in there and do a little semi or mini audition. You can also win a prize. Dan, what are we giving away again?
Yeah, it's a Bosch Blue Power Box 360 worksite radio. All thanks to Bosch Power Tools and Accessories. There's good, there's better, there's Bosch.
So you win your Bosch radio right now just by singing any song.
And good people at Bosch.
There's a broad range of songs that tradies choose. Let's relive some tradies from last week. There was Bailey, the carpenter from Ballarat, with a bit of Jovi.
Oh, we're halfway there. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer.
Strong work.
Who could forget Mark, the cabinet maker from Langwarrin, and going he was very daring with a Celine Dion classic.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that my heart will go
on. Set off the end, does it?
And Jay, the truckie from Coburg, clearly having learnt these lyrics to young MC's Buster Move, I'm going to guess since he was a teenager.
Yeah, he's very good.
But he finally got the chance to bust them out.
A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking, says she wanna dance because she likes the groove, so come on, fat so, and just bust the move.
Wow, how about that?
Interesting words.
Isn't it tradieoke? Your chance now to win the radio and just be get on the airwaves. I mean, this is a chance to have Melbourne listen to your vocal talent, your abilities. Alex from Greensboro. Hi, Alex.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Alex. Ooh, you're a roof tiler. How are you today, Alex?
Yeah, good. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, is it an RDO today?
Oh, no, it's not. It was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, good. Checking. Just checking.
Everyone had an RDO yesterday.
I know. I thought maybe we'd picked a bad day if it was an RDO. But anyway, Alex, what are you going to be singing for us this morning?
Oh, Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
Dancing in the dark. Beautiful song. And how appropriate, Alex. Big weekend of
Ed Sheeran
concerts. Everyone. The social media was flooded with Ed on the weekend. It's like everyone went. Now, Al, okay, your chance to win the Bosch 360 radio. Take it away with some Ed Sheeran. In your own time. When you're ready.
Baby, dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whisper underneath my breath, you hurting, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Oh. Woo! Alex, nailed that. Are you had any vocal training?
No, not at all.
You should. That was I reckon that's a voice audition right there.
On a Friday drinks, mate, do you pump that out at the pub or you having a cold one off the wood?
Yeah, sometimes.
Nice work, Alex. You're gonna be hard to beat today. Tony, fitter in Dandenong. Hey Tony.
How you going, PP?
Hey! Tony, or should I call you Trimmers?
That's it, Trimmers. That's what they all call me, Trimmers.
Hey, Trimmers! Trimmers, welcome to the show. It's a real treat having you on. Now, you're going to be singing us a bit of Akka Dakka.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's
so me all night long.
Okay, Trimmers, we're looking forward to this.
Come on, Tony.
Expecting big things. Rip into it.
You shook me all night long. You really shook me then. You shook me all night long.
Is that it?
We almost wanted more trimmers. That was very good. You're good. We've got two good candidates this morning.
Big build-up, wasn't it?
you left you wanting more.
I just wanted more.
And finally, Anthony, our bricklayer in Cheltenham. Good morning, Anthony.
Come on, mama.
Come on, mama.
How you going there?
Yeah, very well, Anthony. How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. The sky's not looking too great, but I'm going all right.
No, I know. It's a little bit of a grey one, isn't it?
Drizzle. It is a
grey
one.
A bit annoying. It's sort of that turn of the season, isn't it? We don't want that.
We just want you to shine some light on us, Anthony.
Shine, Anthony. What, you're going to be singing a little bit of Michael Jackson.
Tough song.
It is actually a tough song and not one of the most well-known.
I'm going to sing the version that Chris Tucker and Michael Jackson do on the video.
Oh, fabulous.
Wow.
We love this even more. It's a special edition. Okay, Anthony, bricklayer in Cheltenham, take it away.
That girl. Oh, man. Look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. That girl's fine, man. Look at this. Oh, she's too fine. She knows she's fine, too. She is. Bang. Oh, she's off the hook. You rock my world, you know you did. Everything that goes with it, I never seem to rock around.
That's all I know.
Oh, mate. That was brilliant. You can tell when he changed persons, too.
That was so good.
Went from Chris Tucker to MJ.
Honestly, tradies of Melbourne, you blow us away every time we do this. I don't even want to start. Alex, Trimmers and Anthony.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, boxing.
You were all brilliant. Fev is going to make the decision this morning. Fev, who are you going to give the Bosch 360 radio to?
Well, I've had enough of Ed Sheeran. He's been around all weekend.
Oh, poor Alex.
Yeah, poor Alex.
Alex, though, seriously auditioned for The Voice.
And Tony left me wanting more.
Yeah,
because
Trimmers.
Because he didn't sing enough.
We needed a bit more akadaka.
Anthony, you win, mate. That was amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You go up and about.
Oh, yeah, I need that radio. I can sing some more.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Well, didn't Ed Sheeran take Melbourne by storm over the weekend? Just swept through Etihad with hundreds of thousands of Melburnians there, loving Ed, sick, all through my social media for the last 3 days.
And he just thought, oh, I've been singing at concerts, selling out. Then he went down to some lane yesterday and thought he'd just sing there as well. Just sings everywhere,
just
doesn't he?
Cool guy.
Just a cool cat.
And do you know what he does too, though, Fev? Ed generates romance, doesn't he?
Like
he
a lot has of love.
Some of his songs, particularly Perfect and his new one. What's his new one?
That
I'm glad
Ed,
we've got
perfect.
The music director in the studio. Perfect. Oh, it was Perfect. Yeah, that's it.
You nailed it.
I did. I nailed it. Didn't even trust myself. If that's not at weddings over the next 15 years, I reckon that'll take out Shania Twain's. What's that one?
From this moment.
Wow. Poor Shania. No. She's coming out too.
I know. Shania didn't want Ed to release that song. That's just lost her a lot of royalties. But he does. He generates romance. And I'm not surprised to hear that lots of couples got engaged at Ed Sheeran's concert. And we, in fact, Fev, you and I got hit up by the lovely Bianca Hawkins. Now, hopefully Bianca's listening because she DM'd both of us in our Instagram
feeds. Yeah, she did, Boxy.
And her wonderful fiancé, Ryan, he proposed at Ed Sheeran the other night. Now, Fev,
I did get this message, Boxy.
Yes,
and my message straight off the back was from Bianca Emma. And it says, "Hello, Fifi. You might not know. It might be a long shot, but I was wondering if you'd be able to help me. Blah 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 blah. My husband." And then she's written like a 4-paragraph box thing. It's a huge message. And then at the end of it, she said, "Ha ha. Whoops. Hello, Fev." She's copied and pasted.
Yeah.
Obviously to you first.
I know.
Typed it out and then just thought, I'll just send it to Fev.
You're right. She's
and she's called me Fifi.
She's come straight to me and then gone, maybe Fev might be able to help. I'll just copy and paste it.
Whoops.
But essentially what she said is, she said during the romantic proposal, they got so carried away, but they were thinking that maybe some people seated around them, because there were lots of people with iPhones.
A lot of people had phones, yeah.
So Bianca has contacted us pleading, saying, guys, is there anyone in Melbourne that might have filmed on their phone the proposal from Ryan? So I guess we're saying 131060. If there's anyone listening who was at Ed Sheeran's concert on Friday night and they saw a proposal and they videoed it, call now 131060.
Because a lot of people do take photos of him singing and they go around the crowd.
Yeah.
So if you look at your phone, you might see it in the background. A dude just get on one knee and go, hey, baby.
Exactly.
How about it?
And the only thing is, though, Tim,
probably wouldn't have said that.
Assistant to the executive producer, Tim James, brother of Scotty James, he noticed when he was there that he reckons he saw how many proposals did you witness from your seat at Ed Sheeran's concert?
I reckon that was probably four.
So
I reckon Tim got Scotty's tickets.
Yeah, Scotty James, world champion, Olympian, bronze medalist. But so, okay, that means that maybe you caught one that wasn't Bianca's proposal. But look, this is a community service. Poor Bianca, she's out there. She wants to capture the moment of her proposal, and we might be able to find a person who filmed it. And we've got Bianca on the line. Hi, Bianca.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Bianca. And look, we're desperately trying to track down some footage for you. But firstly, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, Fev, for calling you.
Oh, that's okay. I was about to say, how did you feel once you realised you called me Boxy?
I was so embarrassed. I turned to Brian. I said, oh, my God.
Now, what song did you get down in the
life,
knee?
Bianca.
Down the knee to? Was it Perfect, was it?
No, it was Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah. And Ryan did.
Bianca, talk us through it. Like, what happened? So you're just sitting there, you're looking at Ed on stage, and then what happens?
So we were in the standing area, and then Ryan wanted to go sit down. There was some spare seats. So we went and sat down, and I just was kind of cozied up into his arm.
Did he sing?
He was singing along, yeah. And then he said to me, marry me, and which he says every now and then, you know, we have this bit of a joke, and I say, when you give me a ring, and I looked over and he had his hand on my shoulder and he had the ring on his finger.
No way. Oh, Bianca, and then what happened?
It was amazing.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I couldn't, like, I just was just in shock.
Nick off, Ryan, Ed's on.
No, I just kind of put myself in his chest and just couldn't believe it. Yeah, and then he asked me again, and because I didn't actually answer, and I was like, yes.
Now, fast forward to the wedding. You're going to have that song as your wedding waltz?
Oh, I think we have to.
Yes.
And then, Bianca, now, you did contact us because you were hoping maybe somebody in the stadium, and let's be honest, there are hundreds of thousands of people there, maybe somebody on their iPhone captured it. So we have said 13 10 60 for anyone to call. But I just realised, Bianca, hearing that story, it was quite a subtle proposal.
It was, but when we looked up, everybody that was sitting around us was clapping and cheering, and then we looked down on the floor and at least like a third of the floor was actually turned around and cheering for us. So, it wasn't as subtle as we actually thought it was.
Now, Bianca, someone's called through. We've got Jackie from Berwick, and hopefully she's got some footage. You there, Jack?
Yeah, I'm here. Congratulations, Bianca and Ryan. I was actually there on the Saturday night.
That's not going to help.
But Jackie, did you see a proposal?
I actually saw three. And know what? Everyone around us was like clapping and cheering. Some people said, oh, that's so tacky. And I went, I was in tears. It was beautiful.
Bianca, I think it's beautiful that you got.
That is quite so... He really does.
Everyone's getting hitched.
He gets everyone loved up, doesn't he? Well, Jackie, thanks for that. That was just the wrong night, Bianca. So, look, we'll keep looking for your footage to see if anyone captured it. But even if we never track it down, Bianca, you're getting married.
You're getting married.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Now, Boxy went up to Yarrawonga on the weekend. God's Country, used to live up there for a couple of years. And obviously I was up there by myself because Alex had... divorce me. Anyway, it's not part
of the
story.
Not on the weekend.
No, years ago. So I'm going back to a couple of years ago, and I got reminded on the weekend because we're at a house, a friend's house, Dot and Dave.
You're about to go into a story?
Yeah.
Can we?
Oh, yes. Here they are, sorry. The stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are
heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution. I mean, I wanted you to keep going.
But nothing against our producers now, but I just don't like that tease. I want the old one. That's why I didn't want it played, we'll play it anyway. Okay. Terrific.
It's just Leon singing.
I don't like it.
It's not actually Leon.
But I didn't actually
Is it you, Dan?
What?
Did you sing that?
No, that's Leon.
I think it's Leon.
Who is it, Leon?
I think it was me and Tim.
Oh, okay.
We'll change it back.
Yeah, we'll
just every time it plays, you go, oh, where's Dave?
Yeah. I missed Dave. I texted him last night. He didn't text me back. Anyway, so we were at our friend's house, Dot and Dave, which was sort of two doors from down.
Dot and Dave?
Yeah, Dot and Dave.
Yarrawonga. That's the best.
The Woodburn. So we had a bit of a party there on a Saturday night, and they, my old housemate, Dane.
Swan?
No, Dane Reynolds. Mm. He reminded me of a story, and Alex actually hadn't heard it before, and it was very funny. We had a big party at the footy club, which we do. After a game, you sit back at the footy club, and we had a, I think it was a Belgian, it might have been a Oktoberfest party where we all
was
dressed up.
Was this the year the Pigeons won the grand final?
Yeah, we did win the granny. Memories. So there was no stories about that because, yeah, that was good fun. And anyway, we had a big party, and I had sort of, I was the bachelor that lived in the house. And
oh, dear.
So we were at, right at the end of the lake, so we could have parties at our house because there wasn't too many people around. And I lived in this sort of units of four, which backed onto the lake. And they're all the same. They all look the same. So I've come home with about 20 people. We've caught a big couple of maxi taxis, got home. Righto, guys, the door's open. So I've walked into the house with a big slab and all the people behind me. They've all walked down to the kitchen area. There's a big long hallway. It's massive. It's probably about 50 metres long. And there's all rooms on the side. And I go, I'll just go into the room and get changed. I've walked in. I've gone, bloody hell, what's a dog do? There's a dog in my room. There's a bloody dog in my room. Yelled it out. And then two people popped their head up out of the bed. I said, who the bloody hell's in me bed? And the guy next door, the guy that was there goes, oh, mate, you're in the wrong house. It was my next door neighbours.
Because 20 people?
Yeah, he didn't have any clothes on. It was very awkward. And he just looked at me and said, mate, you're in the wrong house. And I went, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Had to clear the house out. We've gone next door. We've had a party. And I've done that all awkward walk next door the next day because they've got a couple of tin lids that were running around.
Yeah, what are tin lids?
Kids.
Cool.
And I've walked in and I've said, oh, I'm so sorry. Did the walk of shame. I'm so sorry. I walked in and goes, oh, no worries, mate. I'm sorry. I was in the nud. I'm like, oh, God. And you know what that is? Play it.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
That's really growing on me.
Very, very, very embarrassed I was, Boxy.
I like the song. I like Leon and Tim's jingle.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I had a date weekend this weekend.
Who with?
With my boyfriend.
Oh, D-Man.
And we had a really nice day on Sunday. We drove up to the Yarra, through the Yarra Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. What a wonderful place we live in, Melbourne. I mean, just
a couple
of
cheese platters. Cheese boards?
Well, one cheese platter. Come
on. Oh, come on. Don't worry. When Alex and I go, we ordered at least two. Nothing better than a cheese board, Boxy.
The cheese platter is, isn't it? Oh, it's underrated.
It is.
No. That was our meal for the day.
Yeah, that's
we
what
just
you do.
Needed cheese.
Yeah.
Bit a little of camembert, bit of chili jam.
Bit of olives.
So we went to the dairy. Have you been to the dairy?
Been to the dairy.
It's the dairy. It's up on.
I've never been to the Yarra Valley. I've never gone through there.
Me?
No.
You just said to me, yes, it's God country. It's amazing. You've never been
no,
there.
No, that's Yarrawonga. It's miles away.
Okay.
Well, we go up to the wineries like Red Hill,
the
peninsula. We go that sort of way.
The peninsula. Okay. Yeah. So I went to a very different part of Victoria than you're talking about.
It's like Yarra Glen up that way.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
You're helping the story. Yeah.
So geography we're at a place. Brendan Favola.
Thank you, Dan. Now that, see, Byron wouldn't be that funny. Well done. So we've gone to a place called the Dairy, and I'm saying if anyone is interested in doing something in the weekend, it's a gorgeous place. There's a dairy, obviously, and they make cheese.
That's groundbreaking. They make cheese? Oh, wow.
It's very busy, though. We got there.
Well, it's a long weekend.
And it was a long weekend, and they've got a shop. Now, the shop's bustling, and then there was about a half an hour wait for our table, but we waited and we finally got our little table and you sit there and you're overlooking the paddocks and you've got your cheese platter in front of
you're
you.
You're overlooking the vineyard.
Yes, and D-Man got a coffee and I got a soft drink. And
see, Boxy, Alex and I would get a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, I know you would. Anyway, it was this sort of beautiful moment, this bustling cafe where we were sort of looking over at the cows and there were some goats grazing on the lawn.
How was your convo?
And then, well, see, out of nowhere, he just said, I really love you, Fee.
Oh.
And I know my heart swelled and I looked at him and got a little bit teary and then I went in to give him a kiss, but he didn't really meet me for the kiss.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, hang on.
Because he wanted his cheese.
Well, I know, but I thought to myself, you've just said something really, it was poignant. It was the moment he took to say it and I didn't really get much. And then I've sort of gone in for the kiss again and he's looked at me like almost, whoa, back off. I'm eating my cheese. What do you want?
Is that the first time he's dropped that?
No, we've sort of, you know, gone into that area a little bit, but it was just that it was the fact that he sort of said it
because
in that moment.
You can all say it when you're intimate. Oh, I love you,
yeah,
honey.
I know, and you don't mean
it. But this might have been at the time. Yeah. Did you think he was going to?
I felt like it was an Ed Sheeran, yeah, proposal
did
moment.
You think?
No,
oh.
No. And then he looked at me thinking, like, what?
Then a cow come with the bell and the ring was hanging on it.
I wish, Feb, because. So I was, he was not comfortable with me getting a bit gushy with him. And
it's all right
he's
for him,
gone,
though.
Yeah, but he said, what? And I said, well, you just said you loved me. He goes, no, I said, I really love coffee. he loves coffee.
Oh, no.
He didn't say I love you, Fifi. He said, I love coffee.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was the bustling cafe, Fev. I miss her.
Oh.
Anyway, it could have been an incredibly romantic moment.
I'm shattered for you.
Oh, thank you.
You know what the best thing about those dairy things?
What?
Oh, like a winery. I always get the jam on the way out. They have homemade jam all the time.
And chili jam
and
chutney.
They have different jams.
It's great.
It's like my favourite thing.
That's what you took out of this?
Yeah, well, I don't want to rehash that you thought that it was a love
you
fest when it wasn't.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
I thought we worked on a better one for
no,
you,
No, we're not. We're happy with that. We're
really?
Going to stick with it.
Okay.
It's repetition fee.
Yeah, you're right.
It gets in people's brains.
I feel it. We've
undersold
you.
The D-man's right. I love coffee too. So, I mean, who doesn't love coffee?
I know. It was the passion, the vigour with
really
which
loves
he said,
coffee.
He said, I really love coffee. And I just thought it was, I really love you, Fee.
Do you reckon if he was given the choice between you and coffee, what would he take?
Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
We all would. He's not that, I wouldn't. I mean,
no,
I would.
No, I would, 100%.
But you know that first thing in the morning? He's that sort of get out of bed and just hover around wanting to go up the street and get a coffee.
Yes. Surely the first
thing
in the morning,
cuddle?
He rolls over and says, Boxy, I love you so much, but I'm just going to go get a coffee.
Yeah. He can love you some more. He can be more awake while he actually loves you.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell him that, actually.
And
that's
still
a better way of spinning it.
Still waiting for Danny Green to get on the phone, are we? Yes.
Yeah, no, I think he's...
I think he's bailed, and I'm not even joking.
I'm so looking for... Oh, that's going to help. Will that help?
Yeah.
Maybe it will.
If you didn't know this, we were supposed to have Danny Green
on
the show.
I know, I'm driving anything. I can't wait for Danny Green and Fevolution back
together.
I know,
just the peek behind the curtain, Husey. I thought, I haven't spoke to him since the jungle, so I sent him a little...
Because there was that friction, because Danny was annoyed that you'd come out and said that you thought he and Chock were friends.
Yeah. Your best mates, basically, and that the whole thing's an illusion.
Yeah, no, I didn't say best mates, come on.
That's how it was reported.
Yeah, do you believe everything you read,
Yeah,
Dave?
But I've heard what... Well, all right, yeah.
Well, I sent him a little...
The truck is backing back now, isn't it?
No, I sent him a little message told no one in the studio. So I sent him a message at like 6:30 just to say, hey, mate, well done, mate. Is there anything you want to talk about? No reply.
Zero.
Yeah, so I'm a bit...
I'm going to send him a message too. I'll send him as one as well.
And
so,
Husey, we thought we had him locked in and
he's bailed.
He's not coming on the show. This is particularly
We might have
awkward.
To get him on this afternoon. Because after you said that in the morning, I went on our radio show in the afternoon and said, they actually hate each other. Fev is wrong. They hate each other. So.
Now, Dave, I was in a room.
I know.
With Anthony Mundine, sitting down at his couch in his hotel room before his fight, having a good chat. I thought, here we go, room service. In walks Danny Green and his wife, and they cuddle, and they, hey, mate, they signed a book, and I'm going, I thought it was going to be Royal Rumble.
How long do they cuddle for?
But that's all I said. That's all I said is they've been in the room together, and they were mates. That's all.
All right, he's doubling down.
Is that what I said?
It is actually what he said.
And that's what he
said. No, I understand that. And he knows that's
and
what he said.
And then idiots like you in the media go, oh, they're best mates. And then you go on and discredit me.
That's not my fault now. I'm the one who's in trouble.
Okay, Husey, we have a problem tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. Don't miss this. A great lineup tonight, Husey. You've got Tommy Little. You've got Susie Youssef, Dave O'Neill, Denise Scott.
Yeah, it is a big lineup. And we get to the bottom of whether I did the right thing buying the block house.
Because lots of people have opinion on your real estate portfolio.
Absolutely.
Now.
Who's just got $3 million sitting to buy an investment?
No, I got a loan out and the bank did not value value it like I valued it. That's disappointing.
The bank. Or the way Shayna Blaze valued it. Like, yes. You know, they've got a very different opinion.
That's disgraceful. So, yeah, I actually drove past Scotty Cam yesterday in Fitzroy Street. I went, Scotty! And then when you, because it's like a surprise, you've got to, like, you say your own name. It's Husey! So they don't have that blank look.
That's so true. Now, just before we went to that song, things had to simmer down in the studio because you two, I thought, were going to have a bit of biffo.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Danny Green was supposed to come on our show today. He isn't coming on the show. Channel 10 publicists have various reasons why he's not coming on the show. I think it's because Fev picked a bone, well, started a fight with him, claiming that he and Choc Mundine are actually mates.
Yeah, now we know Danny wasn't happy with that, Fev. You know he wasn't happy with it. He has not contacted you since, has he?
No, because he's been in the jungle.
I know that, but he's out now.
Oh, has he sent you a message? No, I see a lot of blue there.
Well, I look at my phone.
I see a lot of blue.
I went to text Danny and I realised I sent Danny a message on the 2nd of February at 3:04 p.m. This is on the 2nd of Feb. I said, this is what I said. Mate, Fev's off his head. Can we get you on the radio? I know you hate Mundine. That's what I said then. He never got back to me then, all right?
Fev's so,
there's a lot
head.
Of blue.
Yeah, now today I've gone right just 5 minutes ago. I said, hey, mate, Fev is freaking out. You hate him now. I'm on your show now. Have you got a word for him? Still hasn't got back to me. So maybe he's got a new number. I don't know. I mean, he'd get back to me. He doesn't hate me.
Well, maybe he does.
Because I'm hanging out with you.
You're hanging out with me.
Yeah, this is an actual opportunity, though, to really bring back the rumble in the jungle.
Like, wow. Sorry, what?
You and Green. I'm serious. Imagine the promotion we can get for this.
You could take him, couldn't you?
Well, at the moment, he's lost a bit of weight.
You're still in a heavier weight class, even though you've done really well with Jenny Craig.
Oh, cha-ching. I didn't even have to say that. How good's Jenny Craig, though? My God. No, mate, if I went into a ring with Danny Green, I'm tipping. There's nowhere to run. I'd get hit once and it'd be all over. If the money's right.
You talk him out of there, though. You gift of the gab.
Yeah.
You've got a big head, though.
You're very personable.
I'd go, hey, Danny, look at that. Bang.
You could take a punch, I imagine. Your head could take a punch.
Mate, look at my chin.
Exactly.
Mate, I'd get home. Okay, let's do it.
You ever been knocked out, Fev?
Yeah, in footy.
Yeah, but like from a punch?
No, I've never been in a fight before.
Who knocks you out of interest on the field?
Oh, I got knocked out a couple of times.
Who was the player?
Oh, I don't know. I've copped a couple of elbows. You go up, mate, I was so courageous.
Have you never been in a fight in your life off the field?
Not really, no.
Really? He got kicked out of Ireland for a headlock.
But I got him in a headlock and gave him a skull and he didn't fight back.
No one's ever, you've never had a fight?
I don't think I've ever been hit, no.
My God.
Very hard to believe.
Yeah, just how big I am, mate. Duck and weave.
Growing up in Wollongong, I got hit every weekend.
Yeah, but you've got a head to hit. Who wants to hurt this thing?
Yeah, he's pretty, no doubt.
He is. Now, Husey, what were you going to say to
Husey? I was just going to ask Husey. There was a Instagram story that I come across on Dave's Instagram, and it was a little something that you found underneath your bed from your wife.
No, my wife found it, so she found can I say condom?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can say condom.
She found a condom under our bed.
Wrapped or unwrapped?
That was wrapped, thankfully. Yeah. But yeah,
what have you been up to?
Well, I haven't. I've had the snip, so there's no need for me to use it, and. So, look.
So Holly wasn't looking good at that moment when you found
it. But she found it, though. Okay. So, I mean, if she had put it there and then she found it, that would be a weird double bluff, wouldn't it? So,
that's a good double bluff, though.
Yeah, but I didn't know about it until she told me it was there. She could have easily just put it in the bin. I wouldn't have known. So we had to go through every person who stayed in our house. Yes.
And in your bed.
Yes. I rang my sister, Fiona.
What's she been up to?
Well, she said that, yes, she has been in that bed, but they don't use contraception, she says. I've got to imagine my sister in my own. Like, and then they've got, look, what she's got, my sister's got adult nieces. They've also used.
Oh.
These are awkward conversations. There's so many members.
I found out that so many people have made love in our bed. But it ended up being a friend of my sister-in-law. So, yes. Her and her husband stayed over. So, yeah.
Ooh.
And they didn't think it was theirs. And then he realised that, no, hang on, we went the high life because we were living in your house, so we bought expensive condoms.
But they didn't use them.
Well, they didn't use that. They got a little kid, so when the kid turns up, I don't know. Maybe they bought a six-pack. Maybe they were like,
don't miss Dave Hughes, the snorkeler at the Athenaeum Theatre, March 29, April 21. Tickets at tickettech.com.au. Husey, thanks for coming in, bro.
Good on you guys.
Husey, we've got a problem. 8:30 tonight on Channel 10.
Absolutely. Check it out. 1019.